You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Our corridor today is with Tuseka. We're talking about her new track, Always, which is out now. Good morning to you, Tuseka. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty chill. It was really dark when I woke up this morning. It's brutally dark.
Oh, sounds like Dunedin.
It's very Dunedin. And as a matter of fact, you used to live here, correct?
I did.
How long were you here for?
I was there from 2015 till 2022 at the start of the year, so quite a bit.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Kevin when I was still called Kevin, now it's called TCC, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Trinity? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Trinity
yes.
College.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right, right. let's not go down that hole. But you've now been in Auckland for, what, 3 years?
Oh, actually, I've only been in Auckland for 1 year.
Oh, true.
So I was in Christchurch for 2 years, and then I moved to Wellington for a summer, and then I moved to Auckland after that.
See, I looked in a bit of your biography, and you've really moved not only all within the country within the past few years, but you've also moved around the globe. Do you feel, do you, like... Has moving just become like a second nature almost to you?
100% actually, and I think it's helped me just remain grounded within the people that I know and not necessarily the places that I'm in. And so I find connection with people instead of places, even though I think I have made Auckland home. I think it's become my favorite city in New Zealand, actually.
Really?
Yeah, oh, that's very
awesome.
Much so.
Because I know Auckland gets a lot of hate, but...
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I do not get the Auckland hate.
I think there's... I think there's some validity, but also, I mean, everyone can... You know, people have different connections to different places for different reasons, so...
That's so true.
Different strokes.
I find that Auckland's really energizing in terms of creativity. There's just so many creative people here and people who do it as their job, so that's really inspiring. It's warmer than Dunedin, and that's just something that helps get through the day sometimes, you know.
Oh, for sure.
It's a bit warmer
for sure.
But yeah, just creativity and the people here are just so cool. I guess people are cool in Dunedin as well. But I don't know why I said I guess, because people are cool in Dunedin. But yeah, I love Auckland. It reminds me a lot of home as well, because I grew up in a big city in South Africa called Durban that has, well, the last time I checked, a population of 5 million people.
Whoa.
So Auckland is quite similar to that, and I find it quite comforting to be in the hustle and bustle, really.
Lovely. Now, around December last year, you had a fun yarn with a lovely man known by his name, Suarim Mahmed, and he asked you what aura you were, and this is December last year, so about 7 months ago. You said you felt gold. Half a year later, do you still feel gold?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I feel green, but like not in a bad way. Not like gross green.
Green with jealous rage.
No, not that type of green. Like green as in like a leaf that is a new leaf, and it's about to maybe become what do you call it when a new leaf is just blossoming, I guess?
Yeah.
But like that, but that type of green, not like a gross green.
It's a new growth.
Yeah, green,
nice.
I reckon.
Nice. I dig that. I think it connects with the songs, Always, your new tracks, themes. We'll get into that very shortly. But I just want to quickly touch on this one little tidbit. I saw on RNZ last year that you found a book from your childhood, which you'd wrote lyrics in. I want to know what kinds of songs / lyrics were you writing back then?
That's such a good question. Oh my goodness, everything. I was mostly writing about my experience being a teenager at that point. I hadn't sort of clicked onto the fact that I could write songs about movies and people's conversations. So it was very much about family and friends and moving and what that was like and growing up and I guess the wins and losses that come with moving so often. But yeah, I wrote songs that I really appreciate to this day, actually. But one of them is called Ripley's, which was
Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah. It was just about being in a situation that you couldn't like believe was happening, you know, which is, yeah, which is kind of cheesy, but I'm really proud of that thought process that I had at that point. But I look back fondly on those songs.
That's a really good metaphor. I love that. And Ripley's, I thought, was like the edgier, darker, twisted brother of, you know, Guinness Book of Records.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that song. I don't know whether it'll ever come out, but yeah, very, very cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, you do have a new song that is out now. It's called Always, and it's too real. It's about unreciprocal love, where you're more into someone than they are you. Very much mm-hmm. a one-way street. Was that a situation you're in for very long?
Actually, okay. Yes and no. In the song, I make a reference to my first ever release called Childhood Friends. And why I made the reference to that song is that the person that I wrote the song about, I'd known for a really long time, and so I had like so much respect for them. And it was shocking to me that they would treat me in that way when I would never imagine to treat them the way they were treating me. And so I just sort of wrote a song about it, I guess. I guess what was annoying, which is to put it lightly, in that situation, was the fact that why would you act a certain way but say a different thing, if that makes any sense. But yeah, that's what the song is about. It's just about realizing that someone doesn't care about you as much as you care about them, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's a brutal thing. I think we've all felt that way, and
yeah,
a lot of people can sort of plod along in that type of situation before realizing this isn't working, I need to take the initiative and break things off. But that's very hard to do. Why do you think people stay in those situations, you know?
Ooh, I don't know. I think for me, in the particular situation, though, it was just that it was just so much history there.
True.
Yeah, just so much respect there. On my part, at least. And so I feel like it can be easy to just sort of be like, oh, I've known this person for a long period of time. Surely it'll be fine. But yeah, I think it takes a lot of self-awareness and sort of awareness of, I guess, the other person as well, to realize how they're making you feel and how they're behaving in the situation. But yeah, I think it's just time, and I guess just feeling like someone is really important to you. And this one is a harsh one, but then you sort of just had to love yourself enough to walk away from the situation if it's not good for you, you know?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, having been in this kind of situation myself, I reckon... It's definitely, or can be, attributed to a lack of, like, kind of internal self-validation, which leads to you yearning for this thing that you can never have, and so...
That's so true.
And that kind of grind to get that validation feels like it's going to be a real sweet release, but actually it's not. So fickle.
No. You know? Yeah. Unfortunately.
Did it take very long for you to realize that situation was kind of untenable, or was that...
Oh, not really.
No, right? That's good. No, that's good.
Yeah, not really. It was pretty easy to recognize, but it was a hard realization nonetheless, you know? But I'm so glad that I wrote about it. It was so cathartic too. And it's so weird because after I wrote that song, it was like, oh, like, I'm over that situation. That's so fine now. It's the weirdest thing.
No, that tends to be the case with time and expressing yourself artistically about a certain horrible experience. You
know? So true. It's and therapy. Now people can just sing along to it, maybe, hopefully.
Oh, very easily. I mean, this thing is really gorgeous in terms of its instrumentation, because it's got some awesome kind of Latin bossa nova-y elements there, and that was sort of inspired by you taking up Latin dancing. I want to know, how long have you been doing that for, and was it a hard thing for you to start getting into?
It was not a hard thing to get started into, actually. It's something I always wanted to do, and I started in 2022 when I first moved to Christchurch.
Oh, so you've been doing it for a wee while.
Yeah, and the reason why I started then is because when I'd moved to Christchurch, I was sort of figuring out how to meet new people and, I don't know, I guess figure myself out as a young adult and a person, really. And I found that moving my body in that way was a really good way to do that. I ended up making, like, a lot of friends through that, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it inspired me to learn Spanish. I think I am in day 840 something streak on Duolingo, which is muy bien.
That is incredible.
So funny. But yeah, I found a lot of inspiration from that, which is really cool. And I'm really glad I started doing it. It's a great form of expression.
You really seem like someone who could just thrive anywhere, you know?
Oh, thank you. I hope so. I hope I am.
I think that's great. I think that's exactly what the world needs more of. If you move somewhere new, or even if you don't, you just want more friends, like go out and socialize, find a third place, because we're lacking in those a lot.
That's the way to go, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And I reckon the choreography in the video is really fun. The music video in general is very fun, but the choreography is great, and it almost seems like pretty challenging, given that it takes place in a small cozy bar. There's a waiter going between people with a tray, and there's other non-dancers, kind of bystanders in the background. Did it take a while for the choreo to land right while you were making the video?
So a little bit, but not necessarily. So we did rehearsals before the actual video shoot at a separate location, which was wider, so it was way easier. And then we got to the location on the day, and then we spotted, so we had to figure out how the cameras were going to interact with the dancing. So that took a little bit of time, but I reckon relatively it was not a long time. It was maybe like an hour of the day just shooting those dance scenes, so it wasn't too bad. I think if we hadn't rehearsed the sequences before the actual day, it would have been more complicated, but it ended up being okay.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the three dudes in the video. They're going crazy. They're going so ham. I love the kind of like the real like campy energy they bring. It's so fun.
So cool, eh?
So fun.
Yeah, Vincent choreographed it, and so big ups to him. He is an amazing choreographer.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to know, is this single just going to be a single, or is it a sign of more music on the way from the one and only Tusica?
Oh my goodness, that's another good question.
Do we have an EP or an album in 2025?
So it's really funny because the song was actually written in 2022, and at the time I wanted to release a EP called Always and Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd written another song that I really loved at the time as well called Forever. And hopefully that song will get released. But the answer to that question is that it's not actually as a part of a body of work. But what I will say is that for this year, I'm releasing the most amount of singles that I have in my career so far.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to just give people an idea of what my sound is and what I guess I want to sound like as an artist moving forward, but not like permanently, just to give them more of an idea so that when I do release a body of work, it's not too shocking. And so in terms of a body of work, I would encourage people to keep their eyes peeled on my social medias just so they can find out when that is happening. But for this year, it's just singles.
Nice. So just singles. I imagine you probably won't be traveling within the country to play a lot of shows, or you won't be coming to maybe Te Waipounamu, or maybe even Dunedin. Is that on the cards?
Maybe I will. I am trying to, what do you call it, plan a tour at the moment. It will be later on the year. I'm trying to include as many places as possible. But that's in the works, and so, fingers crossed that I can include Dunedin. It'll all just depend on venue availability and just scheduling of the other shows as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you've been gone, there's a few more venues that have popped up around the place, so you've got more to choose from,
Yeah. I need to look into them. I know Moon is really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I was eyeing up, but would you have any other suggestions?
I think I definitely recommend Pearl Diver as well if you're looking at something of that kind of size. Pearl Diver's real lovely.
Okay. Good advice.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the program, Tusica.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it.
And thank you.
I can't wait to hear more music from you this year.
Yay. I'm excited too.
Have you got any final words for our lovely listeners?
I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. Awesome. Well, thank you. And take care, man.
All right. We'll see you.
Take it. All right, folks, that was Tusica. We're talking to her about her new song, Always. We're going to play that for you, and then after that, we'll do another edition of Clowning Around. You're listening to The One. Here's Tusica.
questioning my feelings right now. Cause you used to say that you care, now you're barely there. I feel like your last priority, but you call me needy.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.